I want to be a journalist.
I want to be a reporter.
I want to be a neurosurgeon.
I want to be a nurse.
To be honest, I just want to be me.
Happy International Women's Day.
This is episode 12, season 4.
Welcome to the Queen's Tech Podcast, where we will discuss hot topics. If you're looking forward to hearing our opinions, don't forget to subscribe with the Queen's Tech website, and of course, stay tuned.
Today, we're celebrating International Women's Day.
Now, in the United States, we celebrate for the whole month of March.
I think that there is a lot to celebrate from the different contributions women have made, not only to the U.S., but to the whole world.
The United Nations has sponsored International Women's Day since 1975. The National Women's History Alliance designates a yearly theme for Women's History Month. The 2024 theme celebrates women who advocate for equality, diversity, and inclusion. This theme recognizes women who understand the need to eliminate bias and discrimination from individuals' lives and institutions. For example, equality pay for all. I feel like that is a very big topic when talking about equity.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I think if it wasn't for all these women in the past, things would be very different now.
And the women till this day are still fighting for equal pay, which is...
It's kind of sad, to be honest, because I think that they aren't getting as much recognition as they should, you know? Especially women who are, like, parents, like a mom, and then, like, have their own job to provide for their family. I feel like just being a mom in general is, like, a full-time job itself.
Yeah, and I feel like being a woman too overall in society is really hard. Like, obviously for a man, it's quite easier because you don't go through as many difficulties in your daily life. Like, even stepping outside is like a danger to a female because a male isn't really threatened as much as females are. Let's hear some quotes from very famous women. The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity. Amelia Earhart, 1897.
Another famous quote from Rosa Parks herself. You must never be fearful about what you are doing when it is right.
Okay, we're gonna do one more, and that is from Maya Angelou. My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style.
I really admire that quote. I think it's very special to have an equal balance in life with all your goals and to still live life to the fullest.
Yes, I agree. From Abigail Adams to Susan B. Anthony's Sojourner Truth, to Rosa Parks, the timeline of women's history milestones stretches back to the founding of the United States. Rosa Parks, obviously played a key role in the United States history because of her
courage. Her courage
to sit in front of the bus
and stand up for what's right.
Yeah, even though her actions were
denied at first.
And were the least to say, like, not as impactful as many would say, but the fact that she stood up and stood for what was right, she made a really big change, and now she is still known and still spoken of after many years. So
the actual celebration of Women's History Month grew out of a long weekend celebration of women's contributions to culture, history, and society, and now is celebrated the whole month.
Presentations were given at dozens of schools, hundreds of students participated in a Real Woman essay contest, and a parade was held in downtown Santa Rosa. A few years later, the idea caught on within communities, school districts, and organizations across the country. In 1980, President Jimmy Carter issued the first presidential proclamation declaring the week of March 8th as National Women's History Week. The U.S. Congress followed suit the next year, passing a resolution establishing a national celebration. 6 years later, the National Women's History Project successfully petitioned Congress to expand the event to the entire month of March. Can we get a round of applause for that, please?
I think that it's important to recognize as well that it's not only thanks to all these famous women in society, but I think we should also appreciate just women in our life in general.
Like our moms, which have sacrificed so much for us and have done a lot more than we might think for the better of our future, to be honest.
I think it's also important to recognize what your parents have sacrificed in order for you to have the life that you have now. Yeah, especially your moms, because that's the reason we're here today. Yeah, and I feel like sometimes people could take that for granted and not realize what an amazing woman they have next to them.
So that is it for today's podcast. Happy National Women's History Month to all the ladies out there.
And make sure to celebrate the beautiful woman that you have in your life.
That brings us to the end of this episode. As always, thanks for listening to the Queenstech Podcast.
If you enjoy our podcast, please rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or visit us on Instagram at Queenstech Podcast.
And be sure to come back next week for a new hot topic. Until then, this is Natalie.
And Yahaira.
Always remember,
let your roar be heard.
This podcast was created by Natalie and Yahaira.
It was produced and recorded by Yahaira and Natalie.
And edited by Marcos. Queenstech Podcast is a product of Queens Technical High School.